All right, here's a question we can debate. Should airlines have to pay for pollution when they pollute the air over countries not their own? A ruling from the European Union's highest court this morning is expected to come down on the side not of the airlines, but of the European countries that have to breathe their air.
From the 1st of January, all airlines using airports in the EU will have to buy permits to help offset their carbon emissions. The idea is that airlines will have to pay to help regulate the emission of greenhouse gases, which are blamed for global warming.
That's Chris Morris with our partner, the BBC, reporting on this morning's decision by the EU to charge for carbon emissions pollution, charge airlines that fly into European airspace. A debate on this strategy now this morning with Annie Petzonk, International Counsel at the Environmental Defense Fund. Annie, did I get your name right?
Absolutely.
All right. Good morning to you. And Michael Boyd joins us, president of Boyd Group International. He's in Evergreen, Colorado. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Annie Petzonk, is this a good idea?
Absolutely. The European Union has decided to, after trying for 14 years in international forums to get some kind of global agreement on holding the airlines accountable for their pollution, the European Union has decided that if you're going to fly into Europe's airports, you've got to be accountable for the garbage you put in the sky.
Michael Boyd?
A lot of facts not in evidence here. Airlines do about 2% supposedly of carbon emissions, supposedly. We're not sure exactly what that does. And I have to agree, putting anything into the air, if we can avoid it, that's a really good thing. But I'm trying to figure out just exactly what these carbon emissions funds are going to do. Is it going to go to a poor country so Robert Mugabe can open up another Swiss bank account? I'm trying to figure out what exactly this does to reduce pollution. And number two, the assumption is airplanes flying through the sky are causing people to choke like the Beijing atmosphere. I think we need to look at it a little bit more. I don't disagree with holding airlines responsible for things that they do, but the arguments that they put garbage into the air routinely, this is how people live. And I think we have to understand that, and we have to try to mitigate it. But this argument where we have just, you know, people flying too much, I don't buy it.
Michael Boyd is president of Boyd Group International in Evergreen, Colorado. Annie Petzonk is international counsel at the Environmental Defense Fund. Annie, your response?
Lots and lots of people fly. And what comes out of the backs of the engines of those airplanes goes into the air and increases the amount of warming around the Earth. We've seen crazy weather in New York and around the United States in the past couple of years. These weather signals are harbingers. They're foreshadowing what could happen with global warming. And so aviation, just like other industries, has to take responsibility for its pollution.
So, but Annie, is it a little bit disingenuous for the Europeans to be enforcing this in a sense that if I sit down at a Paris restaurant and somebody pulls out some Galois and starts smoking, they're not going to hand me $10 to compensate me for the pollution in the air next door?
Well, actually, most European companies now have limits, mandatory limits, on the amount of global warming pollution they can put in the atmosphere. The aviation industry has argued for years that it's exceptional and should not be covered by these limits. The EU's law, affirmed by the court today, simply puts the aviation industry on a level flying field with other companies across Europe that have such binding limits.
Michael Boyd, let me play devil's advocate with you as well. Is it possible that this is just a useful template? Airlines fly across national borders, global warming and carbon emissions across national borders. If you can enforce a cap and trade mechanism with the airline industry, even given the small percentages that you talked about, doesn't it benefit the global economy on some level?
No, where's the money going to go, for crying out loud? You think the governments are going to use that to, you know, plant more trees or something? It doesn't really fit anything. And again, I reject the argument only because it hasn't been proven that, you know, we have a hurricane someplace because of an airplane flying through the sky, or that even contributes to it. I think it's one of those things where we're starting with the assumption that, not to be argued with, that this is what causes it. Now, again, if we can stop putting stuff into the air, that's fine. I don't care. But the reality of it is to say that this is going to improve anything or making people pay more because they fly. We live in a society. If you want to be totally clean, let's go into a cave and not do anything. But I think this argument that airlines are putting garbage into the sky, yeah, there's some pollution to everything we do. But we're humans. We live that way. But this is not a good thing simply because it assumes facts, not in evidence.
Annie Petzonk?
You know, Europe has made a decision that global warming is, in fact, a problem, and Mr. Boyd may disagree with that. But the fact is that when that flight was invented here in the United States, the Wright brothers flew the first planes in North Carolina. By flying cleaner and greener, Europe knows that it can create good jobs building cleaner airplanes. And I would hope that's something that Mr. Boyd could support.
Michael Boyd, let's talk to the incentive issue. You said a moment ago that it's okay to not pollute. Wouldn't this simply provide an incentive, wherever the money goes, for the airlines to clean up their engines?
They are doing it now. Every engine manufacturer, we have an annual conference, and half of it was aircraft manufacturers and airplane air power plant manufacturers talking about how they're getting cleaner and cleaner engines. They're moving in that direction, but I think we need to understand that if we're going to live in a society, there are some trade-offs, and I have to agree with Annie. Let's not, you know, we don't want to turn this place into, Love Canal. But I think to say that this naturally causes global warming is not a fact we can support.
All right,
not a fact we can prove.
Let's not debate the question of global warming at this point, but let's land this on the question of what's the impact on flyers and consumers. Annie Petzonk, is there any calculation of what this cap-and-trade restriction might add to airfares?
Absolutely. The European system would give United and American and Continental 80% of their pollution permits for free. At most, it would add between $3 and $6 to the cost of a flight from New York to London.
Michael Boyd, your assessment?
Well, my assessment is I think you're wrong. This is an argument about global warming. That's why they're doing it. So my assessment is I think what we have here is a international version of Solyndra hitting us.
So explain?
Explain. Solyndra was a fraud, and I think intellectually this is a fraud. So we can't sit in this conversation and say we're not talking about global warming. That's exactly what this is all about.
Although it is a sovereignty issue with Europe, Europe says that's what you're going to have to pay if you're going to fly in Europe. So argument or not, that's what's going to stand. Michael Boyd, president of Boyd Group International in Evergreen, Colorado, and our thanks to Annie Petzonk, International Counsel at the Environmental Defense Fund. Happy holidays to both of you.
You too.
Happy holidays. Thanks.